Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 25th, 2016. And I hope you're having a wonderful, not too stressful summer here in the Northern Hemisphere while the southern half of the Earth suffers the big chill of winter. As you may know by now, this Cosmic Love show is dedicated to the proposition that the family of mankind is now connecting in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. And that capability can be optimized for co-creation with a higher power that represents universal love in form and frequency, as in frequently. Our frequent interaction with the Holy Spirit of love and action is indeed the intent of cosmic love. This is the intent of the Prime Directive and the emerging blueprint for a golden age. And I'm celebrating that intent, as was geometrized in the heavens on the solstice full moon with a grand square, grand cross, and the fire, air, water, and earth signs that channel deep space energies from the universe through the step-down transformers, which are the planets in our solar system. This is the cosmic connection that is morphing the energy grids of Earth and human consciousness in ways that modern humanity is finally recognizing with quantum science. So today I'll be discussing global shift dynamics that feature the four directions of the Prime Directive and the emerging blueprint for a golden age, qualifying the mid-year mega-solstice full moon energies with an archetypal vision of cosmic virtue and Aquarian valor for the paradigm shift victory of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations on Earth as it is in cosmos at large. By cosmic grace, the Prime Directive will be honored to transition Earth with pure intention that focuses attention with cosmic love retention for global ascension in the fifth dimension of Aquarian freedom and love comprehension. We can do it the easy way with cooperation, or the hard way with the paradigm paralysis of stinking thinking that is stuck in negativity. Earth's divine destiny is not etched in stone, and mankind has free will, so anything is possible. So without further introduction, I'll launch into my narrative for the four directions of the Prime Directive that you can follow with graphics at heartcom.org/2012direction.htm with a capital D in direction. If you're listening in the future, you might have to replay that to get that exact URL. But that link is also in the episode for today on the Cosmic Love homepage. So I'm going to go to this article that I originally published on June 20th, 2016, which was the solstice, full moon, mega solstice, which was with all the geometry and aspects going on with the grand square, grand cross. And that article, if you go to that link, which I provided for this article, it's called The Four Directions to Holiness. And there's capital E in wholeness. Of course, the word whole, as the word healthy and holy and holy, are all derived from the same Anglo-Saxon word hal, which means sound or whole. And of course, when the whole or sound body and mind are integrated, the Holy Spirit dwells within. So I use the keyword holiness with a capital E to emphasize the concept of holistic, holy holiness. And I play around with words like that sometimes to kind of get out of the box and reframe old wisdom in new ways with a fresh frame of reference. That is these four directions. And the graphic I have on this page is four arrows pointing to the center. And that one way of looking at this is like kind of like the Maltese cross. You know, St. Germain's Maltese cross is actually the design evolved out of a Maltese cross diagram. That's kind of a symbol that was really big during the Renaissance. And with European royals, it was some of their favorite jewelry was the amethyst crystals and these Maltese crosses. But this version of it with the four arrows, kind of a universal archetype, referencing, excuse me, you might say there's a square and a cross and the eye in the middle, which represents the capstone, and I'll be going into that. So as the article begins, I go on to say that in the larger scheme of eternal progression, the overcoming of insanity in global humanity occurs in the metaphoric twinkling of an eye. Now, I have a little graphic there that should be blinking. It's a picture of the eye blinking to reference this concept of the four directions of the prime directive, pointing to the center. In other words, these four arrows pointing to that center you might say, they're ascending components to the capstone. If you look at it as a pyramid of self and civilization, you know, which is, again, a metaphor that's been used anciently and modernly in the mysteries, that the symbol of the pyramid is a metaphor archetype for self, personal self, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and civilization, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You can get into the archetypes of both self and civilization, and that the eye in the center is the four arrows are like ascending components to this capstone, the capstone vision. So these directions are very different. There's four different directions, but each ascends up the sides of one's pyramid to the capstone, the creative ascent process. Now, I use this acronym for the CAP, you know, the CAP and capstone. The CAP is the creative ascent process, to reference the prime directive. You know, the four directions all pointing to this capstone. And the higher the concept of capstone vision, which you might say is co-creation with, quote-unquote, the creator, and the process of the creation. The higher this concept of this capstone vision, the greater the results for one's ascension. So the path of conscientious evolutionary ascent is the process of becoming more aware of how we are individually and collectively conscious, knowing that higher intelligence follows from heart coherence. Now, this understanding of heart coherence is really the understanding of the glue that holds together the quantum field. It's throughout cosmos, the frequency of holy compassion, the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, is the coherence factor, which is like the glue in the quantum field. It's like it's coherence is how whatever holds everything together. And those who have studied heart math and understand heart coherence, then I provide a link with that word of heart coherence. That understanding of coherence as a frequency of holy compassion, of joy, love. And some people refer to it as the violet flame, which is another way of saying the blue and the pink make violet. Heart coherence and mind congruence, when they're in action together, it's the Holy Spirit of love in action. Another way of referencing this concept of heart coherence metaphorically. Anyway, it's the same for oneself as it is for civilization at large, overcoming duh as dense and conscious and heartless. So organized faith in the power of love clears the egomania's love of power based on resonance with inordinate fear and doubt. And that's the ugly sister of does, known as FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So I use these acronyms, you know, with a, you know, for a touch of humor to a subject that is really the most important subject that everyone's all over the world is asking right now. Where in the world are things going? What does it all mean? What is this transition? What's this global economic reset going on? What's going on with Brexit and the breakup of the European Union? Is it a declaration of independence or interdependence on the United State of Love? That's what I'd like to think of it, you know, cosmic love. You know, is it decentralizing? Is it going from centralized power to decentralized power? Are we seeing a paradigm shift, a power shift from centralized organizations to decentralized networks of more than 4 billion global netizens who are now connecting on the internet? This is the big story. What's going on globally? This whole process of coming into union, coming into unity, community, global community, local community, unity and diversity, decentralized, with billions of global netizens now networking in social networks, culturing social conscience in our social networks. So this process of uniting our hearts and minds begins with awakening from collective amnesia as we clear FUD and duh from social conscience. So here's a quote from a recent article, and you can go to that article, you know, with the link if you want to. It's an article, actually, just this last week by Dr. Kathy Forty and her blog. And this article is on a glimpse into the fifth dimension. And she says, quote, "We are divine beings who have been asleep for some time. We have temporarily forgotten who we are. But all that is changing as light continues to stream into our world, opening our heart awareness." Now, I've discussed this in previous shows as far as what's going on in the quantum field with the frequency shift, with the Schumann resonance of Earth, which is like the heartbeat of Earth, is raising in frequency into the higher alpha range, which is more right brain and heart coherence oriented. So there's light that continues to stream into our world, you might say, from deep space. You know, the grand square, grand cross I was referring to earlier in the episode information for the show, and that what's going on with deep space energies that are streaming into our world, into our solar system, magnified by the great light that's increasing because our solar system is crossing the galactic plane as it does every 14,000 years in its 28,000 cycle precession of the equinox. As it orbits around the galaxy, it goes up and across in a sine wave curve because it's orbiting not in a circle, but it's moving forward, so it's really a sine wave curve, as it orbits up and across the galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. We're about two-thirds out from the great central sun in that spiral arm of the galactic plane, and we orbit up and across the photon belt alignment of hundreds of billions of star systems, which is creating a surge in the source field, in the field of light. And that's why the last 100 years on Earth, you've seen Earth's evolutions accelerate from horse and buggy to space age technology. The last time that Earth crossed the galactic plane, about 14,000 years ago, was the rise and fall of Atlantis. There was a cycle there of about 2,000 years. The rise and fall of Atlantis. Well, we're just entering the Aquarian dispensation. We're just being initiated fully, and we're rising above the galactic plane, civilization is rising, actually. And as civilization rises in consciousness, all that's less than conscience, all that's less than full-spectrum conscience is coming up for transmutation. You know, all the disclosures about systemic corruption in high places is all part of the purging. It's exposing. The veil is thinning. People worldwide with the internet are now aware of the corruption and disruption of civility for, you know, basically the insanity of war for peace and, you know, making a killing on disease, you know, with big pharma incentives that are more into treatment than prevention. So the creating and management of disease is a profit model. I mean, is that insane or what? Anyway, all that's coming out. It's being exposed. People worldwide know this. And as people wake up to this, you know, this craziness, they're saying, where is this going? What does it mean? Well, you know, it's part of the process. And I'm going to go into this more. So what's going on is that there's a new net reality, a global, in our social, new social conscience, in our global social networks, with collective awareness of the well-defined problem that naturally compels global civilization to wise up and rise up with a common sense standard of optimal, open telecommunications utilizing a universal interactive language for culturing social conscience in our global social networks. Now, this is a theme I've been talking about recently in shows the last several years, and since the first of this year especially, there's a link with this interactive language of consciousness for involving and evolving conscience. It's the language of light as consciousness, light of consciousness. There's several websites linked to that link that goes specifically into the model of what's called Web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, you know, from hardware emphasis to software emphasis to netware emphasis with the internet and Web 3.0. The internet evolved to social networks, and now as social networks become interactive on a mass-to-mass scale with hundreds of thousands or millions of people responding to the same program at the same time, which is the capability, and explained at that link, what will that mean for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience? Well, that's an answer, dear ones, that is self-evident when you kind of tune into the evolution of consciousness with more light, easier and faster. You know, as light approaches the speed of as we approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. We're talking about effective sensory perception, not extra sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. Effective sensory perception is an instant, everywhere, interactive knowing in the field, just as the internet provides a physical representation of that, with instant, everywhere, interactive access to knowledge power, you know, worldwide. And this is the catalyst, you might say. The internet capabilities now is provided a platform for the next phase of conscious evolution. And that phase will be interactive in a way that matures cultures, involves, evolves, and matures collective conscience within any social network. And you think about that. There's 1.5 billion people on Facebook alone. What will happen when social networks like Facebook or other social networks begin networking with an interactive interface that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience? This is the most important subject in the world right now, where things are going, what it will look like, how it will work. There's multiple web pages I've developed on this, but I'm sometimes I feel like a you know, a voice crying in the wilderness. I mean, some people get it, and some people don't. Some will, some won't. You know, so what next? I mean, you know, I keep massaging the message from multiple perspectives. This article on the Prime Directive goes into it in a philosophic sense. That's the understanding of where we're at as far as global enlightenment is in process. And we're really talking about the global netizens. Netizens are like enlightened citizens worldwide who are networking for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality. You know, global citizens, global netizens, people on the internet, there's billions of us that really want more light, easier and faster, more conscience, more awareness, more transparency, open systems, open networks, interactive communications, where there's individualization and yet there's collective unity and diversity. Now, that's kind of a paradox, but just like the founding fathers, you know, a few hundred years ago of America, you know, the idea of unity and diversity back then was a very revolutionary concept, self-governing sovereignty. Well, now we're talking about global sovereignty. We're talking about it's a global village now. You know, we have an instant everywhere interactive capabilities, and this is the big dynamic. Now, where that's going? What's the full potential? What's the optimal outcome? And what will that look like? How that works? Well, you know, that is the prime directive, basically, to get our act together. You know, either we all hang together or we're going to hang separately. And unity and diversity, where individualization, you know, individuality, independence, and yet cooperation, co-creation. This is the intention, pure intention for focused attention with love's retention and conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of basically global comprehension of, you know, the prime directive, you know, onwards and upwards. Eternal progression, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, global netizens in a unity state of universal solidarity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So here's a quote from Dan Brown from the book The Lost Symbol, and I've used quite a few of his quotes in this article because he really nails a lot of the keynotes of what's going on now in Earth's evolution, the process of global enlightenment. And he says in this quote, throughout history, every period of enlightenment has been accompanied by darkness, pushing in opposition. Such are the laws of nature and balance. And if we look at the darkness growing in the world today, we have to realize that this means there is equal light growing. Equal light growing. That's Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol. And this is one of my favorite quotes that kind of highlights the point, you know, in synopsis that Dan Brown just made. This is by Daniel Pinchbeck, who says, "If the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter." Again, this is what's going on with frequency shift in the entire planet, with the Schumann resonance of the Earth increasing, and the grids of the Earth, the grids of consciousness being, there's a surge in the field. There's a surge of cosmic light, and the light that casts shadows is getting brighter. Now, here's another quote from Dr. Kathy Forty. And this is from her previous blog, which was Transcending the Dark Forces. And she just, I mean, Dr. Forty, she's just right on the button. I've been following her for some time now, and she's just really nailing it. And she, this was back right before the solstice on June 16th. And she says, quote, "While it might seem like we are being bombarded by dark forces at this time in human evolution, we are also being bathed in illuminating light from the cosmos, which makes the dark elements more obvious even to the most unaware. What was once hidden has now become raging to the surface, where it can be seen, experienced, and hopefully transformed. The blinders have come off, and each and every one of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form. The question is, are we ready?" Well, that's the question I'm positing with this article on the four directions of the Prime Directive. And that positioning is for the gold standard for ascent of civility. And when I say the gold standard, I'm talking about the gold standard for conscious evolution, which is the Prime Directive. Civilizations throughout history have risen and fallen according to one inexorable law, to the extent that they align with the golden rule law language at the heart of every golden age, they thrive and rise. But according to famous historian Arnold J. Toynbee, 19 of the 21 great world civilizations lost their spiritual moorings, devolving from the dis-ease of dysfunctional dystopia and disintegration. But now we're entering a new age. Global humanity now finds itself emerging with a new global mind, call it net reality, of more than 4 billion global netizens connecting with the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. And the gold standard for integration naturally neutralizes disintegration. So with billions of global netizens now connecting on social networks, 1.5 billion on Facebook alone, the whole truth of conscious ascent opportunity, culture's social conscience in our social networks, making the big lie of war for peace looks stupid. Intention and attention is how and where our worthship and future manifests. You know, where we put our attention is what we worship. And the best way to predict the future we want is with pure intention and focused attention that co-creates it. And I'm kind of doing a segue here with a quote from Albert Einstein, because I'm going to go more into this future now, the future timeline, getting past this linear vision of the future with this quote from Albert Einstein. He says, for those of us who believe in physics, this separation between past, present, and future is only an illusion, however tenacious. As I go on to say then, in the grand scheme of the cosmic continuum, linear time is an illusion, and the future has already happened with victory over insanity in global humanity. It won't be overnight, but the long night of Earth's travail under the heartless leaders, is ending. Thanks to general enlightenment with our new instant everywhere and all connected net reality. And here's a quote that kind of keynotes this by Dan Brown again. Quote, although many people erroneously interpreted apocalypse as a cataclysmic end of the world, the word literally signifies an unveiling, quote unquote, predicted by the ancients to be that of great wisdom, the coming age of enlightenment. So just as the hallmark of the Piscean Age was personal faith in Christ-like love, so is the comparatively impersonal universal Aquarian Age frequency shift now upgrading our DNA and consciousness with spiritual fire for revelations of the quote-unquote apocalypse. Dan Brown goes on to say, the apocalypse is literally a revelation. The book of Revelation in the Bible predicts an unveiling of great truth and unimaginable wisdom. The apocalypse is not the end of the world, but rather it is the end of the world as we know it. The prophecy of the apocalypse is just one of the Bible's beautiful messages that have been distorted. Again, that's from Dan Brown. the lost symbol. So divine direction, we're getting back to the prime directive here for 2016, you know, the solstice message. Divine direction as approximates perfection is aligned with natural order in the universe. Shaping movement along enlightened lines is represent the gold standard, the heart, for every true golden age in cosmic history. And this is, again, the golden rule law language, the love model. And I use the graphic with the circle, triangle, and square, pure geometry frames of reference, the L-O-V-E, the L, a linear L with a cross and a circle in the middle of it. And again, the depiction of the love model that I have on the Cosmic Love webpage will suffice, you know, for this orientation. You have the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one, the capstone. So we're talking about the components to the capstone and a little orientation there with the graphic. And as Dan Brown said in the Law Symbol, quote, sometimes all it takes is a tiny shift of perspective to see something familiar in a totally new light. And that's what I'm hoping. You know, the graphic will represent the people that are just seeing it for the first time. You're seeing the concept of love. You know, God is love. God is, you know, God is love. And God is geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D. So the geometry frames of reference with the law of the one, circle, two and one, the cross, the circle, and the L, the three and one, the Trinity, the V in the love model, and the four-in-one, four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization with the capstone in the middle. We're talking about, this is the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, as represents the language of the angels, heart coherence, the frequency of holy compassion, unity and diversity. So there's a circle in this graphic of the love model within the L, within the, of course, the larger O, spherical consciousness in the O, and but there's the O synthesis, the L and the O synthesis in the Trinity and the V, and of course there's the capstone concept cross-referencing four sides, the four directions of the prime directive, and the capstone creative ascent process and capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization. So again, we're talking about exquisite metaphor that are ancient and modern. I'm going to go more into the different dimensions of this. Actually, I'm going to jump ahead because of time. There's other graphics in a video that I'm going to kind of skip over that you can watch on your own from that, again, that link, 2012 direction on the episode information page for the show. I'm going to jump right ahead to the summary understanding of the capstone conscience, the creative ascent process, centering and connecting the prime directive. Because this is what's going on with global consciousness as it's decentralizing with the internet. It has no center, so to speak. It's declaring its independence from centralized power structures, but there's not yet a clear vision of where it's going as far as the centralizing, centering and connecting influence that represents the prime directive, which I'm referencing graphically and conceptually with these four directions. So the all-connective, unified field of the holographic universe, and that's a mouthful, and I've got two links there that you can, you know, from the narrative on that episode page of, you know, 2016 direction, you can go into the understanding of the unified field, the source field, the field of energy, local and global, cosmic, you know, on Earth as it is in cosmos. That the link there has multiple videos and a good graphic representation of what's going on with the frequency shift of the Earth as Earth enters the photon belt. And that link is a complement to the other link on the holographic universe. Multiple videos on that website to get an understanding of it's all, how it's all connected. And this is the decentralized law, language, frame of reference that comes back to first principles, first laws, like heart coherence. There's actually three different laws, the L and the O and the V represent. And I didn't go into this on the web page, but the L represents right dynamic energy fields, the O represents round magnetic energy fields, and the V represents radiant energy fields. And these three fields, basic fields, are like the threefold flame in the quantum field. They're like the dynamics working on the level from the atomic to the galactic. Right dynamic energy field, you see that in astrology with squares and oppositions. Round magnetic energy field, you see that with conjunctions where there's a blending of energies, again, the coherence factor. And you have the radiant energy field that you see in astrology, psychology, with the trinity, trines, and sextiles. And again, there's a geometry and there's a mathematics to all of this, and it's the same laws working on these three different levels. So the L, O, and the V is like the threefold flames, a right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields operating on all levels from the atomic to the galactic. That is the centralizing principle. That is cosmic law language operating in the field. And this is all governed by the prime directive of the four directions, which represent natural law as seen in a repeating pattern of ancient and modern maps of consciousness common to religious ritual structures, psychological archetypes, as well as cultural symbols and unifying principles in governmental constitutions. This includes the four winds of Native Americans, the four archetypes of modern psychology, you know, Jung, the four gates in Eastern mandalas, the city four square and the four square gospel in Western theology, the four seasons and four elements in alchemy and astrology, you know, the fire, air, water, and earth, the four sides of the pyramid of self, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, as corresponding and the corresponding sides of the pyramid of civilization, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You can also see a really good orientation to this is 4D Perception in Time. There's a classic article on 4D Perceptions in Time for 5D Conscience. That article really gets into the psychology, modern psychology, Jung, as relates to the different four archetypal ways that different people tend to perceive time. We perceive time differently just as we perceive space differently. And this is a really unique article for those who understand time as mother. It's the nurturing. Space is more like father. It's more left brain. Time is more right brain. It's more like audio rather than visual. It's more right brain consciousness is more audio oriented. It's more nonlinear spiritual consciousness, nonlinear like audio is, whereas visual is more structured, left brain compartmentalized. So this article, 4D Perceptions in Time, it's an article called The Future of Time, which gets into an archetypal understanding of time, which really, for some people, will be a good tool for understanding 5D, five-dimensional conscience, capstone conscience, the prime directive. The four sides of that pyramid are the four ways of perceiving time. And 5D conscience, again, is the same vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, ascension. So the four directions all point to the center, a holistic integrated movement towards wholeness, holiness, holiness, with synergy that's greater than the sum of the four parts. And that center is capstone conscience. The fifth principle, as raises consciousness from base energies, you know, FUD and DUH, to the crown, kingdom conscience, you know, keys, you know, the kingdom consciousness whereby all our king, sovereign king, K-I-N-G, with keys to the internalization of God, love, co-creation. Again, that's an acronym that you can see with the graphics on the web source page better than you can probably conceptually as I speak of it. But this concept of sovereignty, whereby we're all king with the keys to the internalization of God, love, source, co-creation, that's the capstone, the fifth principle. So the four directions towards wholeness or holiness thus affirms affirm divine direction at the heart of the law and language of the angels and the angels. Law of the angels, language of the angels, for our conscientious ascent revelations, the emerging blueprint for a golden age. So to give a summary of the prime directive with the four directions towards the capstone, the creative ascent process, the four directions from the top, first one is the L, from the top. There's no security without purity. Pure intention of, by, and for the will of God, love, unified field, source, is fulfillment of the prime directive for telecommunity co-creation, for self-governance. And telecommunity, I emphasize in the graphics, the TLC and telecom. Telecommunity. Unity and diversity. Unity and community and communications. Communion with unity. Self-governance. Again, in a decentralized world, in a fully decentralized world, the best governance is self-governance, where we own our own lives, our learning, our health, our business. The O, expanding from the right, and there's an arrow coming, the arrow coming in from the right in the four directives, expanding from the right, eternal progression is a process. The higher the concept of love as a divine right in the public sphere, this is the L, right angles, in the public sphere, spherical consciousness, the full circle, or kingdom conscience. The higher the concept of love is divine right in the public sphere, the greater the global teleconscience results for self-education. You think about it, decentralized global education, self-education globally, spherically, the learning process, the processes of consciousness, the language of light, the language of consciousness for involving and evolving conscience. This is what global teleconscience, this is how global teleconscience is cultured, emphasizing the TLC in teleconscience for self-education. Again, in a decentralized world, the best education is self-education. So the V, the third principle, the arrow coming up, the four arrows coming up, the four directions, coming up, you might say, from the bottom up, it's like the principle of the divine feminine rising, the pink arrow, the V in the Trinity. There's an arrow rising up, the third direction, which represents synergy in the Trinity. In other words, cooperation. Cooperation. The L and the O synthesized in the V. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Male, female, marriage in create co-creation. Children, Holy Spirit, etc. And this cooperation defines, combines, and refines the threefold power of wisdom with love. Power, wisdom, and love. L-O-N-V. The upward mobile nurturing of TLC again, tender loving care, TLC, is optimized with global telecare healing for self-healing. Again, the best healing is self-healing. So in a decentralized world, global telecare, the vision of global telecare and the link there, there's an article that clearly represents what global holistic healing will look like with the capabilities of the internet technology in a decentralized, own your own life, own your own healing as a model, a collective self-perfecting database model, you might say, just like you have crowdfunding, you've got crowd healing, how people can share working models, a database model of self-perfecting database model of what's working best for the analysis, prevention, and healing of all disease, global telecare. And there's a link there that goes into that, the article, again, for self-healing. And so this vision of wholeness and healing is synergized in the Trinity, the synergy of the, in the Trinity, the L and the O and the V. It's like this, these three principles together are greater than the sum of the parts. So the fourth principle here, the fourth direction to perfection as far as the divine direction, the divine directive, is coming in like going around the cosmic clock. You've got from the top, from the right, from the bottom, now from the left. You've got this concept of integral wholeness or wholeness, wholeness. It's like the E in the love model, in this geometrized love model. The E is like the wholeness, wholeness. Co-creation for enlightened life. The key to integrity in social network communities is integration of all the prime time love and action keys. Cyber ethics for telecommerce. Self-employment. The idea of a decentralized world where people own their own lives. An ethical model for interaction on a mass-to-mass, an individual-to-mass, or mass-to-mass scale. For culturing social conscience and social networks, an ethical frame of reference for interaction, for commerce, within our communication networks, social networks. So telecommerce, the idea of the higher standard for co-creation with TLC, for self-determined sovereignty, that's the E in holiness, wholeness, integral wholeness. That's the integration of the first three principles, the L, O, and the V, the law of the one, the two and one, and the three and one, in the four and one. Again, all leading to the capstone, the four directions of the prime directive. So there's a formula for this, and this formula is the graphic, which is, you might say, a contemporary version of the Maltese cross, the four directions, the four archetypes, the four gates, the four winds, the four archetypes of modern psychology, the four directions to the capstone of self and the pyramid of self and civilization. All these are different metaphors for the same thing, same principle. Prime directive, come up higher, rise up the sides of the pyramid of self and civilization to the capstone vision, creative ascent process for unity conscience, unity in our diversity. And this is the Aquarian mandate. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction. Centering love within, so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So there are rules whereby Creator's intention, the L in the love model, is self-evident to those who focus attention, the circle in the love model, within and with all via true love's retention, the V in the love model, wising up to rise up with conscious ascension, the E in the love model, as united sovereigns of earth, co-creation's dimension, the capstone, the I am, I can, I will, I do, of the L-O-V-E in the global Worldwide Love Foundation. So that's pretty much a synopsis. There's some links there for those who go to the page and read through to the end. There's an ascent bonus for those initiates, light workers, and love makers who have read this far in the narrative on the page of 2012 direction. I provided a recent 29-minute audio recording of an ascended being who comes with enthusiasm of, by, and for divine direction. This is the Divine Director's 2016 Summer Solstice Message. And you can hear that by clicking on the link, and that's about 29 minutes. And I think it's an inspiration to anyone who has the centers in their heart and listen with that heart coherence from their heart of hearts. And like to finish on that note. I can't think of any better way to finish it. So all things considered, keep the faith and hold the vision, the prime directive, the four directions, and make it so. God bless you all till we meet again, and have a wonderful summer. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed